This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness, and today we have with us Mr. and Mrs. Brandon Brim, newlyweds of 6 weeks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've asked them, is there anything on your heart, because both of them are led of the Lord? Mm-hmm. They've been led into their marriage. They've been led since their marriage. And, of course, the future is out there.
Right, yes. Right.
Are you seeking God about that?
Oh, yes. We're always seeking mm-hmm. the Lord, and we know we're called to be ministers, and we dedicate our day to Him. We always are speaking words over mm-hmm. each other, and we know the Lord's, you know, the Lord's been talking to me. He's the God of everything. You know, He can mm-hmm. make things happen where we won't see a way. And yes. I know that's what He's going to do with us. We're not going to have to make our way. We're not going to have to mm-hmm. do that. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You just be listening.
Just be yes. listening and listening.
And He
what
got
to
you
do.
Together, and He'll right. He'll lead you on the rest of the way. Because you'll be listening,
right?
And then you'll obey what He says to do. Mm-hmm. So I ask you, when we were between broadcasts here, is there anything on your hearts? And you, Destiny, said that people who are seeking mates. What?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I know when the Lord led me to Brandon, I knew it was going to be the Lord's timing, but I wasn't really searching for it. It just happened. And those of you that are believing in for your mates, that the Lord has it, His timing. And what was really important is me and Brandon, we know that we were at the right place at the right time. We were in the path, the way, where the Lord wanted us. I was working with my family's ministry. He was working with Billy. And we were in the right place. So when it was time for us to meet, we were there.
Right.
We weren't somewhere else where we weren't supposed to be. So just keep trusting the Lord and know and keep being on the right path that He has yeah. for you. That's very important, to be at the right place at the right time. It's very important because you don't want to miss it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people, and you know, they're believing for their mates mm-hmm. or their husband or their wives. And they get to a point where that's all they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my husband's here. That's good, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of see it a little bit. That's good, you know, you're believing for Him, but it's kind of like, who's your first love? You
yes.
know, Jesus is your first love. You focus on Him. He knows the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He knows something maybe I was believing for or thinking about that I liked. I didn't even pray about it 5 years ago. And I know He's taking care of it. I've told Destiny before, this is something I've been believing for a long time ago, and I kind of just put it on a shelf, and now He's bringing it back out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, if you're pursuing after your husband all the time, and just that's all you're thinking about, just kind of back off a little bit and just focus on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See what He wants. Just focus on Him. He'll give you that peace. He'll comfort you.
Yes.
Holy Spirit's come to be a comforter unto you, and then He'll bring that right one to your path.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I know with myself. I just focus on the Lord. I mean, in the natural, if you'd have told me before I met Destiny, hey, would you like to have a wife? Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love to have a beautiful wife. Oh man, that'd be really cool to walk around with, always be together. That'd be great. And then, but I wasn't focusing on that. I was focusing on mm-hmm. loving the Lord, what I can do for you, Father God. Anything I do is not because of me, it's because of you. And just focusing on Him and praying into Him. And he made that happen. And I know the reason Destiny and I are together is for us to do mighty things for Him, you
yes.
know, especially at our age.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so we can have, I mean, we do have fun, but it's more mm-hmm. than that. It's for us to help people and just tell people what we've experienced, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I would say
mm-hmm.
is focus on the Lord and focus
yes.
on hearing Him. Focus on
mm-hmm.
spending time with Him, and then that'll happen.
Just to hone your own spirit, train it, Brother Hagin would say,
mm-hmm. right,
so that you could hear God. Now He can tell you what to do. You said you'd be in the right place.
Yes.
You'd be on the right path.
Yes.
You have followed Him every mm-hmm. day to where you think He wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
are now following Him, And then he brings you together. Yes. Now, I have a totally different situation with my older, oldest grandchild. I have 10 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And Kylie was right. just recently married. And Kylie's 32, first mm-hmm. time married. And Kylie was, she an associate pastor of a church, Rhema grad. And she wanted to be married. For a long time, she wanted to be married. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord spoke to her and told her something to do. And she did it.
Mm. Right.
He told her to go on eharmony.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she did it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the man that she's married to now,
mm-hmm.
he had been single for 13 years. He's older, settled in life. And the Lord told him to go on eharmony.com. Mm-hmm. And they found each other.
Right.
So if he has to send Eliezer the servant over to back to the old country mm-hmm. to get a bride for Isaac on a camel, he mm-hmm. can do that.
Yes. Yes.
If he has to do, we've talked about all this week how he's led you and how you got into the place that you can hear him. He can do that.
Yes.
If he tells somebody to go on eharmony.com,
right.
then you can go on eharmony.com.
Yes.
And but you follow him. You do
yes.
what he says to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You put it under the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get yourself into some kind of a pickle
right.
with somebody online, some strange person,
right.
you know,
right.
Things like that. Not seeking, you're seeking God.
Yes.
You're seeking God.
And just like the Lord told me to move out to California. If I didn't go out to California, I would have never had destiny. I would have never, we'd never really gotten married,
mm-hmm.
you know. Just kind of like instead of me going on the internet, you know, the Lord told me to do something.
Go
to, I had
yeah,
to
he tells you something
I can't
to
just
do.
Say, okay, and not do it. The Lord told me to do it.
Yes.
I'm expected to listen and do it.
That's right.
And know his voice. And
that's right.
It.
Know yeah. his voice. And I would suggest to everyone Brother Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led, Kenneth E. Hagin, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. How you can train your human spirit. Here's what Brother Hagin said. I vowed that I could know the voice of God better than I knew the voice of my wife.
Mm.
Better than I knew the voice of my family. I could know the voice of God, and we can.
Yes.
Right.
Now, we're coming to the coming of the Lord, and there's a scripture that says, redeem the time. That means don't let your time slip away from you. I would think that right now the best way to redeem your time is to find out the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How to know it.
Yes.
There are many voices in the world, but you can know his voice and then follow that.
Right.
And believe him. You spoke about Psalm 23,
yes.
son.
Yes. And, I mean, we always, Psalms 23 is a chapter I always read. And I remember a few years ago, Jared told me, hey, you need to start reading Psalm 23. I'm like, all right. So I did. And ever since then,
That's a nice big brother.
I always kept reading it. And I was reading it. Destiny was already asleep, but I was reading it like I always do every night, and I was reading it, and it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. And I was reading it, and it was like I was looking through it at a different set of eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you told me that it's not going to just, you can read it sometimes, and you'll get a revelation of it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading that, and I was thinking, I was reading, the Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need. Wow, I'm out here in California. We're married. I mean, just the fact that we're married, we had a nice wedding, you know, we got to go to the beach for 3 days. We're getting to come here and be with the family. We have all that we need,
mm-hmm.
you know. I was reading it, and it was the first time I've ever read it where everything it says, I'm experiencing it
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis, everything. You know, he renews my strength. Those long 18-hour days, he renewed my strength, you
mm.
know. He would speak to me about strength.
That's how he does me, son.
He mm-hmm. guides me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. I think about me out here. Destiny and I are married, but I'm bringing honor to the Lord. I'm out here, you know, as an ambassador, for the ministry, Prayer Mountain, for you, everything, you know, I'm bringing honor to the name and for the Lord. And my cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I just see that, and I was reading it, and I was like, wow, I've never seen it before like that, where Psalms 23 has taken place in my life.
Mm-hmm. You're living it.
I'm living
yes.
it. Everything it says is done.
Is my shepherd.
Yes. Yeah, he is right now. My shepherd.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is my shepherd. And I thought that was interesting how you said when you used to make the eggs and sometimes they'd be hard. So love, you know, you would eat them. Or Brother Hagin, he said he would eat the bad pieces. And I experienced that with Destiny, you know, just little things, you know. I was just thinking about a blanket or something. And myself, I don't like it when the tag is in your face. The blanket, so I lay it where the tag's on the bottom, and she doesn't know that, but I always think about that. But also, when I was younger, I remember I had my cousin Cody. He came and stayed at my mom's house, and Jared and him, they were sleeping on the two couches, and there's this little couch, and it's basically a love seat. And Cody was like, I'll sleep on there, the love seat. And I said, no, Cody, sleep on that big couch. And I don't sleep well on that love seat. I might get like 2 hours of sleep because it's so uncomfortable. But I did that. And when I did that, I heard the voice of the Lord said, you didn't do that to Cody. You did that unto me. I heard that real clear.
You were younger then.
I was young. Mm-hmm. I was a little bitty. I heard it really clear. And then the next morning, my mom told me the same thing. Just a confirmation. Mm-hmm. But just in things like that, you know, just
I'm going to go back to... And you may be able to find it on our archives when Brandon shared about his first vision of Jesus. And in the first vision of Jesus that he saw when you were how old?
18.
And the Lord appeared to him and with the breastplate of the high priest on. And Brandon had a question. He would go to church, he would go to a meeting, and people would hand him money and say the Lord told them to give that.
Right.
And Brandon had the question of, I don't think the Lord told him to do that. They're just doing that because I'm Billy Brim's grandson, right?
Right. So I'd always just go give it back.
He'd just go put it back in the offering. Right. And because why? He said he had the idea that before you received, you had to sow. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord told him in that vision that he answered that question. What did he say, Brandon?
Brandon, money is not the only offering you can sow into me. But he goes, when you love people, that's an offering unto me too.
Mm. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So that love is a key to everything. Mm-hmm. That is what you sow, and that is what you reap a great benefit from. Mm-hmm. And for he so loved the church. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world. And for us to have in this earth a picture of Christ and his bride and the glorious church that's going to be filled with the glory of God before he comes. He's the most wondrous bridegroom ever there was, and he's going to have the most glorious bride ever there was. There needs to be some changes take place in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And one of the places that it needs to take change is in our marriages.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Hey, and I am so thankful. Yeah.
I was going to tell you, I read this and focus on almost every day. Psalms 25, the first and second verse. Oh Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. And then on Psalms 27, kind of what we've been talking about. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? Mm-hmm. But
the Lord is the strength of my life.
And then on Psalms 25:4, show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. Psalms 27. So that's what we've talked about, and you're on your path, and you're following him the rest of the way. And so we are so glad that we've had you with us this week. And if you want to invite your grandchildren or children or somebody to listen to this, you can always go back and find it in archives at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. Shalom, shalom.